Five things connected by one common theme. Counting them down. This is Ben and Christie's Top 5.
If you're thinking about going back to study, right, or you particularly want to look at online study, but you look at all the courses and you think, man, they're like too mainstream. Well, today, I've got the top 5 strangest online and correspondence courses that exist. You can actually enroll and you'll be qualified in all these areas.
Wow. Okay. Well, they've got to be weird and wacky because I know the internet has some weird things on it. So number 5.
Ghost hunting.
Why do you need a course in that? Can't you just go around and take photos?
Well, you could. But imagine, well, there's obviously some other techniques and some science maybe behind it, electromagnetic fields and all the other crap you need to learn.
Then again, the Ghost in Beechworth Ghost Tours. Remember when we did the ghost tour here at Star FM at the building, because apparently it's haunted? They did have a lot of gadgets with them, didn't they?
So it could be a course. Probably an interesting course. Qualified. Okay. Maybe they'll turn the chicks on. What are you doing with Ghost Hunter? See, that sounds so different. Number 4, mushroom growing. For those that are avid mushroom growers who want to maybe, spruce up their skill set, you're laughing.
I don't get it. Like, can't you just go down to Pied's nursery, buy like a few mushroom seeds, water them every now and then the mushrooms grow?
Did you say mushroom seeds?
Yeah.
Did you?
Hang on. Don't they come from seeds?
They're fungi.
Well, you've obviously stuck in the course.
Well, you'd know that if you took the mushroom growing course. Actually, now you got me confused. Do they have seeds or not? Otherwise, I'm going to look like a royal ass if I'm taking a mick out of you.
I think you're right. I think
they're fungi. They grow off. There's no seeds. I hope I'm right. Otherwise, I'm going to. Let's move on real quick. number 3.
Yeah.
Elvish. You can actually do a course in Elvish.
What's that?
Which is the language they used in Lord of the Rings.
It's a made-up language.
You can learn it.
Hey, for all the Game of Thrones people out there, do you know that the language that Khaleesi speaks, that is a full-blown language too?
Made up, though.
Yeah, it's a made-up language.
Would you learn that?
No.
If they had a course.
No.
Aren't you a Game of Thrones fan?
Yeah, do you know how many people have named their baby Khaleesi since that show? They just made up the name.
And now it's common.
Yeah, it's a common name.
Number 2, courses online, the weird ones, underwater basket weaving. What are you laughing at that for?
Well, I'm laughing because it's stupid, that's why.
What, you've never woken up and thought, man, I'd love to weave that basket under the water?
It's one thing to weave a basket. I get that people might want to do that, which is still a bit bizarre, but why would you want to do it under the water? The basket would go all limp and soft.
The only thing that could make that better would be naked underwater basket weaving. Everything's better nude, you know.
Now you've just gone too far.
Why? Nudists would love that.
Not everything is better naked. I
beg to differ.
Think about cooking and deep frying. It could be very dangerous.
Or invigorating when that fat hits your stomach.
You are a sicko.
Number 1 of strange online and correspondent courses I could find goes to a course in the US online, tight watery. How to be a tight ass.
Really? There's a course in that?
How to be a tight ass called tight watery.
Just call up one of my mates. She's a tight ass. She'll tell you for free.
He's a mate as well.
That's it from Star FM's Ben and Christie. But if you want more, tune in weekday mornings or listen to the next podcast at 1049starfm.com.au. Telstra Stores, 10th Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza. 1049 Star FM.